This is Northwest News on KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and what you're about to hear is an excerpt from a conversation I had with Dr. Jeffrey Baird. He's the head of laboratory medicine and pathology with UW Medicine. We talked about the high demand right now for COVID testing and the fact that you can't rely on a negative test result to travel and see loved ones this holiday season.
Tell the audience, please stop having big group interactions. Don't have, you know, Thanksgiving with a big family. It really does. It's this disease is relentless. Single indiscretions, one time, you know, having a group thing, it ends up biting us in the butt. And so, you know, masks, distancing, don't have gatherings. Those are incredibly important. And testing, it's one of the few things we can do right now, but it really isn't the cornerstone of things. If you had a test, it doesn't mean you're safe to go and interact things. You can't just test a few people and then go have Thanksgiving together or even safely travel to be that sense if the positive rate gets up really high. So the basic public health stuff is incredibly important to follow. And really testing adds marginal benefit on top of all that. It does help, but it's not the cornerstone. It's not the end all be all of our sort of our COVID approach.
A lot of people are thinking that, oh, if I get a test 2 days before I go to celebrate Thanksgiving with my 75-year-old parents, then, and it comes back negative, everybody's fine.
No, it's important. I mean, the White House was doing testing before their outbreaks, remember? And you know, and the president was probably amongst one of the most tested human beings on earth, right? And ended up coming down with it. Testing isn't perfect. It's just, it's a marginal benefit on top of all the other things that you can do. It does help, but it's not alone able to do it. You can't just act, you know, go back to normal with the test. That's not unfortunately what the testing actually offers.
A negative test doesn't mean it's safe.
You know, you could be infected today and you get your test, and then tomorrow, maybe before you get your result back, the virus will have come to a level that now you're infectious and you wouldn't know it. And then you're going to get a test that says you're negative, maybe because there wasn't enough virus the day before to be detected. So, you know, that is a real problem. There are also some tests like rapid antigen tests that are just not very sensitive at all. And they miss a lot of folks who end up having it. And then there's also some of these, the antigen tests also can be falsely positive too. So they can be quite confusing. So you get something and you're like, wait a second, I didn't think I should be positive. And the more testing we do, the more likely that the low probability events will happen. Like, you know, false positives, false negatives, et cetera, too. So it helps when you know what you're doing and when you have a plan for it and when it's, you know, part of an overall approach, like a quarantine or a quarantine or an inpatient, you know, hospital type setting where you know you're going to move someone from one place to another and you have lots of other data too. You have their fever, you have a temperature, you have other data. But in and of itself alone, as I said, it only adds extra information and it's only extra help, but it's not the foundation of the prevent or the cure. COVID is spread by human behavior, not by lack of testing.
We're experiencing a third wave in Washington. Is your labs, are you seeing that in the lab now?
We've been testing pretty constantly since July, about 7,500 tests a day, as you can see, and now up to about 10,000 tests a day that we're doing. But definitely we saw those three humps, and we're right smack in the upswing of the third one.
How are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
Do you know what the Picos Pit is? It's a barbecue place down in Soto. It's near the Starbucks headquarters. They smoke turkeys, and so you can order them ahead of time. We did it one time years ago. It was absolutely fantastic. So I ordered the whole smoked turkey thing, and we're gonna have it just the four of us, wife and two children, and we probably Zoom with some family members or something like that. Most of the family is out of town, so not really here.